Welcome to Heart to Heart, a podcast about all things heart-related, presented by the physicians of Advanced Cardiovascular Specialists. I'm your host, Susan Curtin, and today we have Dr. Trey Baucom, and we're discussing aspirin and heart attack prevention. Welcome, Dr. Baucom.
Thanks, Susan. Thanks for having me.
So, Dr. Baucom, what are the signs of a heart attack?
Well, the classic signs of a heart attack would be a deep substernal chest pain. So pain right in the middle of your chest, often with radiations into your jaw or down your arm, associated with nausea, sweatiness, shortness of breath. That is a classic heart attack symptom. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't have classic symptoms. They'll just have a dull pressure in their chest that's not that bad and they'll want to ignore it, or an indigestion type discomfort, which they'll blame on indigestion, or just shortness of breath. And some people get very atypical symptoms of a heart attack, just dental pain or jaw pain, just arm pain. And so you have to be on the lookout for it, particularly if you're at risk for a heart attack.
I had a friend who had that experience. His arm hurt. I mean, and you just thought he tweaked it in some way, but he was having a heart attack.
Exactly. And we see that all the time. People will just have elbow pain or wrist pain, or their arm in general will be aching, and they won't recognize that that's what's going on.
You know, it's been previously put out there that, you know, an aspirin a day helps prevent heart attacks, but that guidance has recently changed, correct?
Yeah, it's been evolving for a while, and we pretty much were just giving everybody a baby aspirin. And, you know, we felt like if it helped prevent heart attacks, and then there was some evidence that it helped prevent colon cancer, or at least have early detection of colon cancer. So we thought, well, it's a win-win, but new studies have come out and the guidelines have changed. And what they found now is that if you're over 60 and you have never had a heart attack or a stroke and you're not at especially high risk, that the benefit of aspirin is outweighed by the risk of aspirin. So they no longer recommend routine aspirin for everybody over 60 unless you clearly have an indication like a previous heart attack, previous stroke, or you're at very high risk. People that are in their 50s, it's a little bit less clear. That should be taken on an individual basis with your doctor. If you have enough risk factors, it's worth the risk of aspirin. But if you don't, once again, you probably should not take an aspirin every day. And then people in their 40s who have significant risk factors probably should take an aspirin a day because their risk of a heart attack is mitigated by it and the risk of bleeding is lower than the 50 and 60-year-olds. And so they're still recommending it for them. So it is a little bit more complicated, but I think the take-home message is if your doctor has you on aspirin for a good reason, keep taking it, don't stop it. But if you're over 60 and you're otherwise healthy, it's probably reasonable to stop the aspirin, but I'd once again ask my doctor.
So what could I do to prevent a heart attack?
Well, the main thing about preventing a heart attack is to know your risk factors. And so, of course, if you smoke, stop smoking. If you have high cholesterol, you do need to get on a cholesterol-lowering diet or medication. If you're a diabetic, keep close control of your blood glucose. Those are the main things. I mean, those are the risk factors you can adjust. Keep your blood pressure under control, maintain a healthy body weight, and continue to exercise, walking at least a mile 5 days a week. Those are all ways to offset the risk of a heart attack.
Are there other lifestyle changes that can prevent a heart attack from happening?
Well, you know, avoiding a high saturated fat diet, eating a more, you know, whole grain-based diet, more fruits and vegetables, it helps your blood pressure and lowers your risk of a heart attack. But that really comes down to what your cholesterol and sugar levels are. And so if your diabetes is under control, your blood glucose is good, and your cholesterol is good, you can cheat on your diet some, although statistically you're better off eating more of a plant-based, fruit-based diet. I'm not anti-protein, anti-meat, but it should be limited, but it's mainly the fats. And as I've mentioned before, if people are like, that's too complicated, if you prepare your own food, if you eat fresh food, you're way ahead of the curve. It's processed foods that are probably the most dangerous thing for us. So I tell people, you know, cookies aren't bad, particularly if you bake them from scratch. But buying a box of cookies and eating those, pretty bad for you.
You know, a lot of those processed foods contain very high levels of salt, and salt is really bad for you. Why is salt so bad for the heart?
The main problem with salt is that it raises your blood pressure and makes you retain fluid, which puts stress on your blood vessels. And so it has been very clearly shown that lowering our salt intake helps us. It lowers your risk of a stroke and a heart attack, and your blood pressure. And in Louisiana, unfortunately, we've eaten a very high level of salt, one of the highest in the nation. And so we could all stand to cut back on it. And the first thing to do is don't add salt. Just put whatever the recipe has. Don't add any more. Try to avoid really high salt-containing processed foods like chips, just within limitation.
Thanks so much, Dr. Bauckham. For more information, visit acsdoctors.com.